what if the South won the Civil War and slavery still existed? That's the premise for a new show HBO announced last month called Confederate. It's from the same people behind Game of Thrones. And yes, there is backlash. There's a hashtag, no Confederate. So can a TV show about the darkest chapter in American history be enlightening? Or is slavery something that maybe shouldn't be turned into entertainment? And also, does it matter if this show is being made by two white guys? Let's discuss. Melanie McFarland is here. She's a culture and TV writer for Salon. Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
And Mike Pesca is here with us as well. He's an NPR contributor and host of the podcast The Gist. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hi. So, Melanie, the show has gotten criticism, even though it hasn't been made yet. There's nothing to actually watch. So what do we know about HBO's Confederate?
Well, it's from the executive producers of Game of Thrones, D.B. Weiss and David Benioff. And the entire idea is this. It's interesting because a couple of different articles have said that it's this alternate history of what if the South had won the Civil War. This is actually supposed to be the third Civil War, not the second, post that era. And it's an alternate version of today, or at least an alternate version of history in which there are still corporations that that actually utilize slavery. They're going to follow abolitionists and slaveholders. And of course, the idea is that we have two different, in this landmass, we actually have two different versions of what used to be the United States. So there, and really all of these things I'm telling you is just kind of what's in the press release. Nobody really knows exactly how this thing is going to manifest. It was announced last month, and my initial reaction was, okay, wow.
I want to dig into your okay, wow reaction here in a moment. But first, Mike, you think we should give the show a chance. Why?
Well, it's hard to even answer the question. Why should we allow art to exist without prejudging it? Why should we allow a potential interesting work of art to take shape before we judge it on its merits? I mean, I just think these are fundamental things that we should do if we believe ourselves to be open-minded people. Also, I might have a different take if I bought into the premise that it was created by the guys from Game of Thrones, full stop. I found out about the project because a friend of mine who is friendly with Malcolm Spellman, who's an excellent TV writer behind Empire, told me that Malcolm's new show is getting some backlash. And Malcolm and his wife, Nichelle Spellman, who was on The Good Wife, they were brought in immediately by Benioff and Weiss, recognizing that as two white guys, it's not just their story to tell. And it seemed like an exciting opportunity to use fiction to comment on what was actually happening in the world. We know that Benioff and Weiss are good creators of worlds and adapters of the Game of Thrones books. I'm not going to say that they have been great in terms of casting their series with a diverse cast or even letting a diverse group of directors take it on. But with the presence of these two, I think, potentially really important black voices, and just out of the basic principle, as with a movie like The Last Temptation of Christ, that we shouldn't judge the thing before it exists. I'm more than willing to give it a chance. And in fact, I understand the sensitivities around it, but I'm a little disheartened by this pre-backlash against a show that does not yet exist.
Disheartened by pre-backlash. And Melanie, the TV critic in you kind of agrees with Mike. The TV critic in you is kind of saying, okay, let's see what this is here. But there's also part of you that is saying, I don't want to give this a chance. What's going on there?
Yeah, so as you said, the TV critic, I absolutely agree with Mike. There have been different, he brings up an issue, and it's interesting because The Passion of the Christ, and also you can also bring up Dogma. I'm a Catholic woman, and of course, one of the things that I heard about when Dogma came up initially was that this was a terrible portrayal of Catholicism.
And so Dogma was the Kevin Smith movie.
It was a Kevin Smith movie.
Saying that God was a woman, among other things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
Alanis Morissette, I believe.
Yes, exactly. Isn't it ironic?
Right, but and I say this as a Catholic, that's a belief system. This is history, and this is a history that still has not been reconciled with in this country. And here's where the black woman in me begins speaking. So the issue here is that we are looking, I mean, right now we see the events of Charlottesville, and even before Charlottesville, there have been a number of really thoughtful explanations as to why, at best, this idea is fraught. There are tons of terrible ideas that are proposed in television. Some of them never actually come to fruition. Some of them never make it to the air. I do think that in terms of the backlash, the usefulness of this is actually to wake up people to the fact that if you're going to look at something as an alternative history, you should actually look at what exactly we're looking at in the now. And slavery is not something that this country has really dealt with in a way and really recognized that it actually has still has implications in terms of the ability to attain and maintain wealth, our educational system, our system of, you know, economics in this country is all based in slavery, and that hasn't been properly acknowledged. So this is one of those things where we can say that this is mixing the political in with culture in a way that's unfair. However, it's interesting. Today in The Guardian, there's a novelist named K.J. Whitaker, and he actually has written speculative fiction based in history. And he actually asked this question. It's like any time that anyone writes speculative fiction, particularly when it's either taking a different view of history, an alternate view, or a different perspective, the question that novelist should ask is, why are we to believe this, and what is the purpose? So why is this happening? Would there actually be a purpose to showing this version of a science fiction version of What If the South Is Won, when, as many really thoughtful pieces have pointed out, in a sense, the idea of the Confederacy has never gone away. And in fact, there have been concerted efforts through the years during Reconstruction, during the Civil Rights era, to actually make the Confederacy into something that it isn't, whitewashing that history into some idea of states' rights versus something that was based on slavery.
Well, the question, what is the purpose, is a good one, but it does seem, as Mike Pesca pointed out, that it might be too early to tell what the purpose of this is. Do we have any inkling of, aside from just sort of re-examining what it might be like, do we have any idea what the purpose of the show is at this point?
And it's true. We absolutely don't. I think that the interesting thing, and here's something that I can actually say, you know, Mike, when Mike speaks to one of the things Mike says, in terms of what D.B. Weiss and David Benioff have done with Game of Thrones, and I say this as a Game of Thrones fan, notice the way that the treatment of women has changed after there was a great public outcry about the exploitation of rape and depiction of sex on Game of Thrones. That show has not had a female director or a female writer in a very long time. And so actually it was outside pressure that not only inspired the executive producers, but HBO to take a hard look at itself and how it portrays women in that series. You'll notice that it's changed over the past couple of years. So just looking at that and thinking about how this series is going to manifest, we have to really take a look of, like, are these showrunners? It's not a matter of them being white showrunners. It's a matter of them. And actually, they are the showrunners. I know the Spellmans are on board, but they ultimately are the ones who are going to shape the direction of the series. And so I think it is very useful that you have this discussion through the No Confederate hashtag and these debates. They're being very silent right now, but I hope that actually they're taking into account everything that everyone is saying, because there are so few ways to get this right and many, many ways to really get it wrong in a way that could be fundamentally damaging.
Mike, what do you think about that, that it may not be worth the risk? This could just go wrong in a really monumentally bad way.
Well, of course it can, but the creators of the show know that, and the fact that it is fraught and has risks, I think, is a reason why we should hope that it's good and can address a lot of the situation of today. I mean, I just want to make a couple points. One, the No Confederate hashtag, anyone could use the hashtag, but the creators of that, April Rain, who started the Oscars So White movement, she is calling for HBO to cancel the show, not to discuss it or make it better. She's calling for it to HBO to cancel the show. The second thing is that I sympathize, but don't quite agree with the point that because things are so bad right now and because there are many elements of the Confederacy in real life is a reason not to discuss it artistically. I think of Picasso's Guernica, which was painted 2 months after the actual bombing of Guernica. I think of a song like Strange Fruit, which was written in 1937 when lynchings were going on across the United States. And I think of many instances of real life and artistry intermingling, and the art makes you open your eyes. I just read an excellent book called Underground Airlines, and I was discussing it with Malcolm Gladwell, and he said, and he's a, you know, huge student of the history of civil rights, he said that book, which is exactly like this, an alternate history of the United States where there is still slavery in some states, opened his mind and opened his eyes to different possibilities, and that's what art does. And in principle, saying this art should not exist because it's potentially fraught is not something I can prescribe to. I think that there's a leap of faith that goes on with a allowing people to handle this, but knowing the people who are involved, and I don't know Benioff and Weiss, but I know the Spellmans, I'm looking forward to it. And I think that it could be one of those shows that might be controversial, but might also be illustrative and actually gets us to a place of dialogue that's elevated.
Melanie, I'm wondering if there is a difference here between reexamining something like If the Confederacy Won, what that means for slavery, what that means for the racial inequity we still see in this country today, and something like The Man in the High Castle. This was a book, it's now a TV series that exists that examines what would have happened if the Nazis won World War II. How is that different from what we're talking about with Confederate here?
That's actually a great comparison and something that people have made. So you're dealing with a history where in Germany, that is a culture that has made honest efforts over the last 70 years to really come to grips with this horrifying chapter of their history. And they're still reconciling themselves with it today. That has not happened in a fundamental, concrete way in the United States. And I also want to speak to something that Mike said. Those pieces of art that he's bringing up, and I actually have heard wonderful things about Underground Airlines, and I plan to read it. Television is an art form that is pervasive. And the way that Black people have been depicted on television up until very recently, until there have been many people who have had control of the stories and the images of Black people that we see, have usually been in the roles of slave, in the role of maybe the noble role of the professional, that's rare, in the role of the criminal. And one of the things, there's the great show that was on recently called Underground, and actually this was a role that actually put slaves as the stars, but it was fundamentally a story of heroism taken from the perspective of slaves in a Georgia farm. That's unusual. And the fact is that for a very long time, yes, you can actually, Strange Fruit, actually one of the biggest hits of Billie Holiday's career, right? But this is not, I don't think that it's necessarily an apples to apples comparison here. Images are powerful. And the fact is that a lot of people in this country, a lot of white people, their main interaction with Black people is through television. What they know about Black people, they see through their television sets. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about No Confederate and the formation of a discussion of like, yes, they are talking about telling HBO for it not to happen. HBO is not going to listen. They are invested in making this happen. So yes, I think that there is legitimacy in bringing up that they should reconsider it. And, you know, yeah, April Rain has a point. She can say that she wants it to stop. It's not going to stop.
We only have about a minute left here. There's a lot more to talk about, but I just wanted to get a final thought from each of you. Melanie, you said HBO is going to go forward with the show. How do you want to see them treat it?
You know, I let me tell you what I'm actually excited about. I mean, I know this.
And
is
you have about 30 seconds to do that. I'm
question.
Sorry.
Absolutely. So Amazon actually announced that they're going to be developing a drama series called Black America, which is another alt history series in which newly freed slaves have secured some southern states. And in the modern world, they are actually beginning to have their own power. That to me is more interesting because that's an alternative history that you don't see where you actually see the minorities. Well, what if they actually come into a position of power? That I'm excited to see because like Underground, that's unusual.
Mike Pesca, how would you like to see HBO treat this show?
I think that they're going to do it well. I'd like to see them treat it in an opposite way that they treated the first press release about the show, which was so bad and created a lot of the kerfuffle. Also, I would recommend your listeners read Underground Airlines. It's written by a white author. It's a really excellent treatment.
Mike Pesca, host of the Gist podcast, Melanie McFarland, TV and culture critic for Salon. Thank you both so much.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Confederate doesn't start production until 2018, and we'll talk more about it as we learn more. This is The Record. Thanks for listening.